B-Pod Studios.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Around the NFL.
He's right in his hands.
In 15 minutes.
You play to win the game.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Tusher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv. You can follow 98.5, the Sports Hub. That gets you the fantasy football show. I was driving my son to flag football, which I appreciate the 8 in the morning practices. And I heard our own Mike Lockhart say that Dalvin Cook was going to be out. And I wouldn't have known otherwise. So I pulled Dalvin Cook. Yeah. A lot of good it did me. A.J. Brown got hurt. Schuster got hurt.
It's been a rough start to your fantasy season.
I can take it because I'm proud of the team I put together. I'm proud of my draft.
Yeah. Hey, apparently your draft was well graded.
Listen, I can live with this. I can live with this.
I'm in a league that I don't even know how it's scored. Like, oh. Dave Richards set me up in a league, and I got no idea why my guys are getting the points they're getting. I'm in one league where a guy's killing it, and this one's like, no one doesn't do anything.
Next to Lamar Jackson, guess who had the most points in my league, on my team? Think outside the box.
I don't know. I would say, hang on, would it be the
kicker?
Defense?
Justin Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Justin, okay.
66-yard field goal helps.
Yeah, he had 17 points.
Nice.
All right, so Rich.
I had the Saints defense. They did pretty good.
Oh, traitor.
I just happened to pick him. Well, right. The good news is that the Patriots have the same exact record as the Chiefs.
They spread the left side. Mahomes now scrambling to his right, trying to send his man downfield. A little splatter play. They float a pass. Kelce, it's going to be intercepted on the near side by the Chargers. And the Chiefs have their fourth turnover of the game.
Ooh, slap them up, boys. A super sloppy game for the Chiefs, who had turnovers on their first three possessions. On top of that, Justin Herbert is so damn fun to watch. Gutsy play calling as well from the Bolts. Chargers win 30-24. And here's an absurd fact. This is the first time the Chiefs have lost consecutive games with Patrick Mahomes as a starter.
Yeah, Reed had to go to the hospital for dehydration and heart palpitations.
Is that what we found out that it was? Okay, it was dehydration, all right.
Yeah, so weird stuff was going on during that game, but Herbert is going to be in the AFC forever, and that's not good news if you're a fan of another team in the AFC.
Oh, boy.
But, by the way, when we were out for Nick's, like, little bachelor party, if someone would have taken a glass of water and dumped it on their steak to slop it up, I would have been...
Slop it up, boys!
I would have been fine buying them another steak. Not the tomahawk, but anyway.
Right. You can't mess up a tomahawk. Well, Chargers coach Brandon Staley, what's something super cool that you call your quarterback?
We're fortunate we have a gangster quarterback.
Ew.
We have a gangster quarterback.
Ew.
How old is Brandon Staley?
He's like 40, probably.
Nothing like a 40-year-old using that kind of
thing. We got a smooth criminal at quarterback.
He's a gangster.
He's a gangster.
We're fortunate we have a gangster quarterback.
Maybe they can do a song where they all wear sunglasses and fedoras, like real gangsters.
Sure. That would work out great. Well, a record was set yesterday. But should it have counted?
A 66-yard field goal try for Justin Tucker. It would be the longest in NFL history if it's good. A 66-yard try. Tucker's kick is on the way. It is good! Off the crossbar, and it tumbles through. It is good! Time has expired. Justin Tucker
humping
for
the
longest field goal in NFL history. What are you doing? And it's mayhem on the field.
Oh, my God.
You've just seen history.
Lost my mind.
Yeah, essentially, you did.
You can get control of yourself. You're a professional broadcaster. What the hell are you doing?
Even Zolak knows to not bang into the microphone.
Oh, no, Capella would be like on his shoulders.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Capella, there's that video of him holding him back.
No, that's what Capella's job is to physically make Scott, like, control himself.
He's the Zoe Wrangler. Well, Justin Tucker boots a record 66-yard field goal to seal the Ravens' win over the Lions, but the ball should have never been snapped since the play clock had run down and the Ravens should have been charged with delay of game. But then again, are we sure Justin Tucker couldn't have nailed a 71-yarder? Dan Campbell, yes. Afterwards.
Yes, yes, I'm absolutely.
See that it barely bounced under the crossbar.
A million percent positive that he could not have made a 71-yard field goal.
Here's Dan Campbell afterwards, rightfully pissed.
We do have growing pains, and there's things we got to continue to work out and work out the kinks and grow from this and learn from this. And this is the first time that some of these guys have been through that situation that we're out there.
Yeah. There was another clip there where he also said that it doesn't matter. They're going to issue a statement tomorrow morning saying they were wrong, and it doesn't change anything.
Yeah, the league has absolutely just, they don't, they got their Z-list officials. They got every jabroni. They don't care at all about what happens to Detroit. Detroit won that game. Again, Detroit won a game. Doesn't matter. They're a young team. They weren't going to do anything. But listen, you say what you will, Campbell's got that defense playing well.
Well, two notes also on that game. First of all, I mentioned this earlier. If you're Detroit, Justin Tucker is the bane of your existence. He's now beaten the Lions with a 61 and a 66-yard field goal in his last two games in Detroit.
Easiest place to kick in the league is Ford Field.
Well, it's funny. Justin Tucker was saying before the game that in both directions he was attempting, he couldn't hit a 65-yarder. So he said that, I don't know where he got the extra couple of yards, but before the game started, he wasn't able to hit it. And he barely made it, obviously, this time. But on another side note, did you see Marquise Brown at the beginning of the game?
Mm-hmm.
That is a guy who has a complete and total case of the NFL yips. Yeah. He had three sure thing touchdown passes laid into his hands.
Yep.
And he dropped all of them. So,
and for those of us like you, Fred, in another league who have Lamar Jackson, you're like, oh, this is good.
Lamar Jackson did something that I thought was fairly admirable. After the first one that was right in his hands, you know, he dropped it, and Lamar said, I'm going to go back to him. Went right back to him, dropped that one. And almost immediately afterwards, threw another one right to him. All three could have been touchdown passes.
All three should have been touchdowns, yes.
Yeah, but again, the league just craps on Detroit. They don't care. they gave Dallas. Now, this proves it. They gave Dallas that playoff game. They did everything in their power, and then more. They overstepped their power.
Well, why? Why are they doing this?
Because they feel that, first of all, in this case, they weren't paying attention. They weren't paying attention. And they liked the idea that they probably thought he'd miss it, mm-hmm. so they didn't want to blow the whistle, and they probably got caught up in it and were like, wow, we're on the field during a record kick, and oh, this is neat, and weren't paying any attention to, I guarantee it, and they weren't paying any attention to the play. Like they said, who's going to care? This is in Detroit. No one's going to care, and that's what they did. And Campbell's right, because it's Detroit and the Lions. No one's going to care nationally about it. No one's going to bitch about it. If it happened in New England, if it happened in Pittsburgh, these are smaller, in Pittsburgh, it was even smaller towns. If it happened in Green Bay, if it happened anywhere else, it would have been the biggest thing going. But no, they don't even mention it on ESPN. It's just like, hey, isn't it neat that he kicked the field goal? Yeah, it's neat. It's neat that he had 5 seconds extra.
But what's amazing is when they show that highlight, Fred, you see the play clock run out. And then it's like a good beat and a half. It might be like 1.5 seconds until they end up snapping the ball.
And how much is this being covered nationally? None.
It's not.
And I've seen the highlight 85 times in the 2.5 hours I've been here.
A lot of crazy crap happened yesterday, though. I mean, you got to kind of.
But that was the record field goal. In fact, I read on The Ringer, and they're like winners of the day, and they're like, Justin Tucker is the winner, and Matt Prater's the loser because Justin Tucker beat his record. And I'm thinking, that shouldn't have counted. Like, but no one cares. They just don't care. Because the Lions have been bad for so long. By the way, that's not Boise, Idaho. It's the 11th largest media market. Like, and I mean, there's not many bigger places than Detroit, Michigan.
Well,
like, and it's bigger than a lot of cities you think are bigger than Detroit. It's bigger than a lot of cities that you think are bigger than Detroit.
But do those people want to be there, Fred? See, that's the issue.
What, to be in Detroit?
Yeah,
it's so much different than everywhere
else. It's like Escape from New York. You're right. You know, everyone wants to get over the wall.
It's so much different than everywhere else. No, everyone wants to be in Indianapolis.
Kurt Russell shows up.
You're the Duke.
I'm going to have to get back.
He surfed out of there.
I'm about to get back up on a soapbox about Detroit. I got to start defending my town again. Because the idea that the NFL just lets whatever happens happen there, and everyone just goes, cool.
They should win next week. They're in Chicago.
Hey,
that should be a win.
If the Patriots somehow, if say the Patriots tied it, went into overtime, and someone from New Orleans, whoever that moron kicker they had, somehow got it together, and the play clock had run out. What would we be doing this? How many calls would we be
Fred,
taking this morning?
You are officially defending the Detroit Wall, and whatever Detroit's version of Zolak is would be high fiving you right now.
Hey. Will, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel you, Toucher. I'm a Raiders fan, and they've been doing it to us for years too. It's ridiculous, you know, all the bad calls, all the missed calls. It makes my blood boil. But you know what? We're 3-0. We get through it.
Yeah, well,
we're doing good.
Enjoy while it lasts.
How many years later? That's the thing. Had to wait a while for the Raiders to do
Brian,
this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Brian from Beverly. First time caller. Love the show, guys.
Thanks, man.
The kick you're talking about, the play clock had expired on the play before the kick, not on the actual
kick. Yes, that's true. Where Lamar Jackson threw the ball, 10 yards downfield and got out of bounds?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
Well, I'm with you. The kick should have never happened, but it wasn't on the actual kick.
Okay. My apologies.
Right.
And to be fair, I told John this. He sent me the video and I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
He sent me the video and I couldn't watch
Fred,
it.
Fred, look at this. And the first thing Fred said to me, he came in this morning, thank you for sending it. I can't watch it.
No, I can't watch him do it to them again. I don't even care about the Lions that
much. And this is even worse because the pass actually set up the 66-yarder.
Right.
Otherwise, it would have been 70 or 75.
They
would have had to throw a Hail Mary instead.
They would have thrown a Hail Mary.
Right. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. That league, what they do to that team is unbelievable.
But real quick before we go to break, how long before Dan Campbell's act wears thin? They're 0-3.
I think they'd still
if
like
they
him.
Lose, if they lose to Chicago, you're 0-4, and then it gets
hard. He's got them playing hard. Like, every game they've been in it, and they've never looked like they're...
Yeah, you can play as hard as you want, but if you're 0-5 or 0-6...
But the bar is so low.
Second youngest team in the league, and they beat the Ravens. The Ravens are, you know, a playoff team. I mean, if you're not going to go after Saleh, how long after his... I don't think it's... If their defense played that... I know there were drops in the end zone. I know a lot of things happened. But if his defense can contain that offense, that defense blows. They don't have any... Their first-round corner, the kid from Ohio State, he blows.
Okuda?
Yeah.
Jeff Okuda?
He stinks. Yeah. The whole team... They're trying to get rid of Jamie Collins, not even playing him. So they blow.
All I'm saying is you have a game next week. You're in Chicago.
They should beat Chicago.
But if you lose that one, the Bengals are better. Then you have the Rams after that.
You're not beating the Rams.
I mean, the season can get away from you pretty quick, regardless of how many cute sayings that Dan Campbell
I understand.
Has.
But if they win 5 games, that's a victory for them. And then you get into, do you even want to win a game? Then you get in because they need a quarterback.
Yep.
So maybe it's better that they don't. Does it wear thin? Yes. But it also doesn't help when you do make the playoffs and you do go into Dallas and you do beat Dallas that the league goes, no, yeah! throw flag. And then when Romo's back to pass. He's got all the time in the world. Yeah. Do you see what the offensive line is doing? They're literally like got guys by the feet, like dragging them. Like, oh, wow, Romo's got all day to scramble. No kidding. The offensive line is mauling. It's wrestling moves. They're holding guys on top of their heads. They're body slamming them. I'm watching the game going, what is going on? He's dancing around back there. He's got 15 seconds to throw.
Was that the last time Detroit was in the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay. How many years ago was that?
A lot.
Okay.
And not as long as the Jets.
Pain, I do.
But they haven't won. They've won one playoff game in my life.
That's bad. Yes.
Yes. So when you go into a game and they give it to the other team.
Mm-hmm. That was the Barry Sanders team that lost in the NFC Championship game.
And he ran for 30 yards or something.
I remember, to the Redskins.
If they had any other coach, they would have won a Super Bowl. But they had the dumbest coach in NFL. Well, Adam Gase. But they had one of the dumbest coaches in NFL history. Oh, there's cocaine in my car. It's my kids. All right. So we'll continue to go around the NFL in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Around the NFL.
Oh, right his hands.
In 15 minutes.
You play to win the game.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Oh, someone is going to be pissed on Sunday.
Rams at the line. Third down and 10. Well protected. Steps up. Launches deep down the right numbers. All alone. DeSean Jackson over the shoulder at the 30. He weaves his way to the end zone. Touchdown LA. 75 yards. Welcome home, DeSean Jackson. He gives the Rams a 2-touchdown lead.
Oh, that Rams team is good. And Tom Brady gets sent home with an L. By the way, Tom Brady led the Buccaneers in rush yards yesterday with 14. That is an issue. It's the second time in his career that he's been the team's leading rusher in a game. I'm sure that game wasn't as good as well. But the most important storyline that comes out of that is, A, he's going to be pissed, and B, he only needs 68 yards this coming Sunday at Gillette Stadium.
Drive.
Yep, to break Drew Brees' all-time record. It is all but certain.
Maybe he'll pull Paul Stanley and they'll just feed Fournette or whoever they don't use Fournette in goal line situation. I've been noticing, but maybe they'll just...
Ronald Jones.
Yeah, just give Ronald Jones the ball a million times. So maybe he'll be like, oh, no, I handed it off again. I don't know when I want to break the record. And maybe like he'll do like a behind-the-back like pass, like whoopsies, to like break the record. Like, oh, no.
There's part of me that got like pissed when Gronk got hurt because I was like, because I know that he's going to try to feed it to Gronk at least twice. Get
yeah.
Two touchdowns for Gronk because, once again, he's going to try to rub it in when he gets here. But it sounds like... I mean, more than likely, hopefully, he'll still be playing. I know he came back yesterday.
Yeah, no,
he's playing in that game.
I've never seen Gronk get hit like that and not get up.
Once. It was that one where he, oh, man, it was the game, was the Bills? What was the one game where he tore his...
Oh, yeah. That might have been the Bills.
I think that was the Bills, but that's the only other time I can remember him getting hit and just laying there.
Yeah, the guy hit him in the chest and he didn't get up.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
he's going to play in this game.
Oh, sure he will.
He's going to play. I don't care if he's 50%, he's playing in this game.
Speaking of, like, celebrations, you know, with, like, Tom Brady's, where they're obviously going to stop everything. What about that Julian Edelman celebration where they gave him a jersey?
Meek Mill was there. So.
Everybody else who's honored, Bruschi, whoever they bring back, you know, they wait on the sidelines. Ladies and gentlemen, Troy Brown. And Troy Brown walks out to the center of the field and gets slow and with... Not Edelman. You knew it was going to be not Edelman. Nope, he has to sprint the length of the field and start screaming at the people in the end zone.
I'm a crotchety old bastard, Jesus, but that didn't bother me.
No, but I mean, he has to be different. He has to do things a certain way.
It's his last time on the field being celebrated.
Well, I think that was it was funny because we were all
I just don't know what he got.
He got a cool jersey. He was a cool guy.
Framed jersey.
And I'm sure he's pissed they didn't light up the pyro for him.
When can he be in the elusive Patriots Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I don't know what the waiting period is on that, Fred. I'll get back to you.
Because he's got to be counting the days.
I'm telling you, they got that red jacket ready for him.
Yes, indeed.
They did answer that weird question, though. Why now? Like, why did they do this? And Robert Kraft was saying it's because there was no crowd for him last season. He didn't want him to have his last on-field experience as a Patriot, you know, being in front of nobody, which I thought was a decent reason. So
why not honor him in front of his buddy, Brady? Why not do it this week?
I don't know. He might have been overshadowed. Just a chance.
Well, Julian would rode Brady's coattails, and I figured it would be a perfect match.
The amount of rat's asses that would have been given of Julian Edelman getting anything during Sunday's game.
We'll all be focused on Van Noy, too. It's unfair to him.
He is back. Well, you know who's extremely excited to be on top of the NFL? That would be...
Hey, Gabbert!
Yes! Let's hear it for Gruden's guys.
Good snap. Good hold. Jackpot, baby!
The Raiders become the first team in history of the NFL to win their first three games against teams that all won at least 10 games the previous season. 31-28. Bring on the Chargers.
That's a nice stat there, Musburger.
Jackpot. He's the best.
He was actually playing
seriously,
slot
you don't
machine,
think
right?
If they had a slot machine in the booth with him, he wouldn't be playing?
There's just something so sad about retiring to Vegas. Just something so sad.
But for Brent, we were just talking about living his best life. This is what Musburger's dream was.
No, I know. It's just such a sad dream. Yeah.
He's wearing big flowery Tommy Bahama shirts. He's doing games.
Yeah, but you're just like, you're retiring inside a casino.
Yeah. That's what he wanted.
I just love...
No, I know, but it's such an awful way to go.
Who are you to say it sucks? He loves it.
In my opinion, it sucks.
Seems rather depressing. And he's not doing it at, like, one of the nicer casinos either. Like, I don't think he's at Caesars. I believe he's at, like, Sam's Town or something like that.
Oh, no, that's not...
Where he does his broadcasting from. The AFC West is drunk, by the way. The Raiders and the Broncos tied for first in that division with 3-0. And then he got the Chargers at 2-1 at the very bottom. The Kansas City Chiefs, who are 1-2. If you would have told me that it was upside down at this time of the season, I would have probably agreed with you.
Hold on. Just one quick thing. My wife is a massive Dolphins fan, so I caught myself watching a lot of this Dolphins-Raiders game. And, of course, they flashed to Mark Davis because you have to show the owner of the home team. Davis, once again, because how many times do we see, you know, the Kraft, father and son surrounded by Bon Jovi or the head of CBS or the head of NBC and the box is full? Every time they go to Mark Davis, the box is empty, and he's wearing that white shirt, man. He's got the Cheetos to the right. There's no one around him.
Yeah, nothing but jelly beans.
Seriously, what's going on there?
I wish he would be like the Crafts or like some of these other owners who bring in like a celebrity to sit next to him.
Like Weird Al.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Pauly Shore.
Hey, it's Carrot Top. Where's the suitcase?
Sure, he's in Vegas. Or just he shows up with the entire Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
Gallagher, smash a watermelon. Do something.
These guys can knock around these cans like nobody's business.
Or he just brings like a couple of knights from the medieval times.
Seriously.
In full armor.
And he just has a turkey leg.
You know, jealous for me. Dude, why does he have to sit in that huge box by himself?
I don't know, but all I know is Dave Coulier, the seat's warm for you. Full house reunion in the box.
I mean, Mark Davis's celebrity box would be fantastic.
Oh. It'd be a cast of Family Matters. I got all the Winslows.
Well, here's John Gruden. Nothing better than a happy John Gruden.
I don't apologize for winning these games, no matter how we won them. When you're down 14-0 and score 25 unanswered in the NFL against a team like that, something's going right. There were some catastrophic plays today, and you can write them and list them, and we're lucky to overcome those.
Oh, please continue to be good. There's going to be nothing more exciting than to see both him and Mr. Mark Davis just happy as a clam, just covering themselves in peanut butter. Nothing better than a very happy John Gruden. Now, even though this team completely sucks, this play from Jacksonville, I don't know if you saw this. This was very impressive. Let's go to a kick six.
68-yarder. 68. You heard me right. This, of course, would be the league record. He kicks it. It will be short, and Jamal's going to bring it out of there. To the 5, to the 10, to the near sideline, 20-yard line. Jamal Agnew still on his feet. Jamal Agnew broke a tackle to midfield along the left sideline. Jamal Agnew, he's still in bounds. He's going to score. Jamal Agnew brought it all the way back. Touchdown, Jacksonville. What a play.
What a play.
Just like you drew it up.
What a play. That was nice, that play that was great. I enjoyed the long run.
What a play.
What a play. Now pay me.
What did that guy do?
Took it to the limit.
He did take it to the limit. Absolutely. Yeah. Somebody check up with her.
Certainly not.
No, I just can't find you, I'm sure. You're over at your beach house. Well, congratulations to Jacksonville for losing after that great play.
Did you hear the story about, a friend of mine told me this, that Urban Meyer, before they played Denver, went up to Fangio and said, man, the NFL, it's like playing Alabama every day.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
And Fangio was like, get out of my face, you son of a bitch. I've been an assistant in this league for 86 years. This is my shot. I got my kids. Look at the hell out of my face.
And Fred, I'll play this just because I know you want to hear it.
First and 10 for 49. Wilson, a deep drop again. Pressure on him. He steps up and throws on the run. The ball through Berrios' hand. This is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Broncos out over the 40-yard line and still running. This is the rookie, Caden Stearns. So Caden Stearns, the fifth-round draft choice out of Texas, with his first NFL interception.
So the Jets have scored over the last 2 weeks 6 points. 26-0. The Broncos just blank them. I didn't watch a second of that game.
I watched it. Remember when we were like, oh, 10.5, that's a high number. No. That game was never in doubt. That game was boring.
So 20 points for the Jets through three games. That's a record. Lowest point total ever for the Jets through their first three games.
But you got to think of their history. I mean, it's pretty...
Oh, they tied. It's a tie. Joe Namath, the 76 team, had 23.
You got to think of the high bar they've set.
Yes.
By the way, we'll just give you the stat again, is that Lawrence has thrown multiple picks in all three of his games. The only other quarterbacks to do that, Peyton Manning, Troy Aikman, and Jim Zorn, all of whom, two of which are in the Hall of Fame and one of which had a pretty good career. So, if you're judging these rookies, have fun. And by the way, these rookies are being asked to do an awful lot. And you see when Mac Jones is asked to do an awful lot, he's getting killed. So, being a rookie quarterback is very, very difficult because none of them are playing well. None of them are playing well. And there's no way they're all going to be bad. But none of them are playing well. So, I mean, Fields had 1 yard passing.
Yeah. 6 for 20, gets sacked 9 times.
Net yards. He had 1 yard net yard passing.
Oh, my yep. God.
And he was sacked 9 times. Miles Garrett just like put me in the Hall of Fame. 4.5 sacks in that game.
Wow, 47 yards on 42 plays I'm seeing right now.
Yeah. So
Fields was not good.
Yeah.
All the guys that were drafted in front of Jones, not playing well right now.
That's the fewest by any team since 2014. Fewest yards per play. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, since 2004. Oh, my God.
And that's who the Lions have next week. There you go.
And by the way, if the Patriots lose to Tampa Bay, you're in no better situation than Jacksonville or the Jets or Chicago or any of these teams. You're in the same boat, not making the playoffs with a rookie quarterback, but you went all in on this offseason, which was the problem all along.
There is hope if you win. If you somehow win this game,
I said if you lose.
Oh, okay. I thought you said
No. If you win this game, all's forgiven.
If you beat Tampa Bay,
you're 2-2, and you beat an elite team.
Yeah. No, this is an abject disaster.
Yeah.
1-3.
And the thing is, you can't write it off like you can with Jacksonville and the Jets, and just say they're the youngest teams in the league, and look at they're just growing. They're trying to grow a base of talent. No, you went all in on the offseason to make the playoffs. If you lose to Tampa Bay and Mac Jones gets hit again like that, how are you in any better position than the Jets or Jacksonville?
And looking at it another way, you can't write it off by saying, well, the Patriots have started slow before.
No, because they had Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah. It's a little different this year.
So, you know, say what you will about these other teams. You lose to Tampa Bay. I could argue that you're in a worse situation because these other teams were supposed to suck, and they're just getting young players. They got rookies all over the place getting NFL experience. I mean, rookies, running back, offensive line, their whole defense is rookies and guys off the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you went and signed 1 million veterans for a ton of money, a record amount of money, and you're 1-3 with a rookie quarterback. How is that better?
Tom Brady could essentially end your season.
Yes.
On Sunday.
And then
he could come in here and completely ruin your chances to make the postseason.
And never tweet me again about, hey, how about that interception? Or hey, how about that? Because you're in a worse situation than those teams. Those teams knew they were going to suck. Your team was supposed to make the playoffs. I thought you would make the playoffs. And your rookie quarterback is getting slammed just like the rest of these guys. And so you think New Orleans puts that kind of pressure on him and has 3 interceptions against them? And I think Mac played fine. I don't even put it on Mac Jones. You think that it's going to be any better against Tampa Bay? So if he gets nailed, throws a couple of picks, and you're 1-3... relax with how great it is for Mac Jones here and how terrible it is for everyone else. And all the Jacksonville's going to, because I thought the same thing. Jacksonville's going to ruin Trevor Lawrence. Jets going to ruin Zach Wilson. I mean, I heard Jim Murray say, they don't even talk to Zach Wilson on the sidelines. What the hell are you talking about? LaFleur's there talking to him all the time. They're not in space. I mean, the guy coaches a football team. He might be a terrible coach. He knows to talk to the quarterback. He's on the sideline. But you're in no better position. You're in a worse position. Worse. Because your team's not, you're not starting 85 rookies who just by, you would assume, would learn how to play in the NFL.
How long does it go before Robert Kraft has a conversation with his head coach saying, hey, I spent $200 million.
And these guys blow. Well, every offensive weapon you got me sucks.
Offensively, they've all been underperforming.
Defense, you got your money's worth.
Yeah, defense, you did well, which you would think what Belichick would do.
Yes.
But offensively, everyone sucks. The tight ends suck. The Aguilar sucks. Bourne, he had a nifty catch on a 50-50 ball.
But he's your third wideout.
Yeah.
So
everyone you got sucked, which is worse. Worse than what's going on with these other teams. And it's damn hard to get good again when you've been bad. Damn hard to get good again. You got to luck out on a quarterback like Herbert or like Burrow. You got to luck out and then have a draft where you hit on skill position players like Ja'Marr Chase, who had 2 touchdowns yesterday. I mean, you got to give the kid weapons he can throw to. But these tight ends that everyone was over the moon for, Jonnu Smith, Jonnu Smith hadn't done anything in the NFL. He had a lot of touchdowns last year, but his statistics weren't great. It was all based on potential. And he sucks. Sucks. He might be the reason you lost that game. I mean, it led to the touchdown. I mean, he's one of the reasons you lost that game. All right, here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. They've got the insiders.
Mr. Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. This Sunday night, Tom Brady makes his return to Gillette Stadium. And 98.5, the Sports Hub will be giving away tickets to the most anticipated regular season game in Patriots in NFL history, if you think about it. You need to be listening all week to us, Zolak and Bertrand, and Felger and Maz for your chance to win tickets. It will take more than just being the correct caller. We'll tell you our contest in a minute. Keep listening for your chance to be at Gillette Stadium on Sunday night when the Patriots take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Rich, explain our contest, and it's already working.
Yes, we are looking for... So there's a lot of people, obviously, who were big fans of Tom Brady while he was here.
Let me set this up.
Sure, go for it.
Because I'm seeing some of the response, which is the same crap that I've been getting for years. The Patriots fans, for 20 years, protected this wall from Spygate. John Tomasi, how dare you report on spy? You got all the facts wrong. The deflate Kate. Oh, Mortensen. Like making that guy's life miserable. We're all going to wear clown noses to the game because we hate Goodell. And everyone's against us. And blah, blah, blah. The Patriots, 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 Patriots. And in a section of these same fans are now saying, how dare you just besmirch Tom Brady? For the he was so great for us. Now, Rich, Tom Brady has had his friends over the course of the last week making very clear he was not happy here, making it very clear he did not like Bill Belichick.
There is a Patriot smear campaign that has been going on from his two closest people outside of his wife. His father, which you heard the damn rights, you know, talking trash on Bill Belichick and how things ended. And then his trainer, who came out as well and has spoken on it. And there has been almost radio silence from the Patriots
side. And so on Sunday night, You have Brady come back. He's going to set the passing record. And if Tampa Bay wins, you're 1-3. So all of you with the avatars of Bill Belichick drinking his orange juice and giving it to the media are, and I hate using this term, you're fraudulent. So you spent all your time and energy, and I can only imagine how much money on Goodell clown shirts and everything else that piped down the line from very smart people who took advantage of the situation and made money. Mm-hmm. God bless them. They're smarter than me. But I don't know how much time you, I certainly know how much time you invested because you spent an awful lot of time attacking me and tilting windmills and yelling at guys you don't even know like Chris Mortensen. And now Tom Brady comes back in a game that the Patriots need to win. You're 2-2. You're fine. You're 1-3 and you've lost all three of your home games. You're in a lot of trouble and you got a rookie quarterback. And you're offended. There are people offended that we want to take a callers. First of all, the calls should be funny. I mean, you're ripping on Brady.
Yeah,
I mean,
the contest is we are looking for New England's number one Brady hater. Somebody that even though you think he was great, he was awesome, he did some great things, who now you want him to get crushed when he comes here to Gillette Stadium.
You are such a and they should be
real
funny.
Patriots fans.
Like, use your brain.
Yeah. But he's friends with Jim Gray.
Yeah, he's friends with Jim Gray.
He's got a buddy who sold concussion sauce.
He's got a buddy who rubs him until his leg kicks. So there's a lot of material there. That, I mean,
he's a weird dancer.
Yeah, there's a lot. You're essentially roasting Brady, which is funny. And second of all, this idea that he's sacred. Screw you. How much time did you waste in your life then? If you like the Patriots as much and you to spend all that time, years of your life and your whole identity online was wrapped around the Patriots and you felt this like people were attacking you personally by not liking the Patriots. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady comes into the stadium and it's fine. It's fine to be 1-3. It's nonsense. Yes, it's sports. Yes, I get it. But you made it this way. You made it personal. And now that Tom Brady doesn't play for the team anymore, you don't care?
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't care. Now, I understand being frustrated at Belichick, and I understand all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you're rooting for this uniform.
Right. And there's a smear campaign going on from his side, and there's nothing so far from the Patriots side. So whatever kind of public sympathy was out there, it seems to be swaying a little bit when you've got, because that's the thing about Tom Brady, too. You're already the greatest of all time. You don't need to tell anybody you're the greatest of all time, and you don't need to even throw that crap out there. Yet, it is coming this way.
What, you can't think of 60 seconds worth of crap to make fun of Brady about?
And that's the other thing, too, is that you can sit there and do like I will. I mean, it's going to be great to see him back, and I think at the beginning it's going to be cool that he's recognized, and then I just want to see him crushed. Patriots fan, I want to see him crushed.
If you're in the stands and he does that thing, he did it yesterday, where he runs down the field and goes, let's effing go. And you're like, yay, yay.
He's here to end your season.
Listen, if you got a little kid, he has a Brady jersey and you want to take him to the game and you want to spend $5 billion to go to the game and bask in his presence, that's fine. But if you're one of these guys, which there are thousands of, that have spent the last 20 years upset that Bruce Allen and these guys bothering
who?
Me.
The owner of the, what team is that?
I don't know. He had some website for a while. But if you're one of these guys, I don't know. I'm just thinking of dudes' names that were always on me on Twitter. You can't just, now you don't care about the team anymore?
On top of that, Brady's so easy to roast. And it's so, he's got so much material there. And that's what we're looking for. Number one Brady hater, what you do is go to 985sportshub.com/hater. You can find all the information on our Facebook page as well as our Twitter account and give us a 1-minute video as to why Tom Brady sucks. And we will pick the three finalists. And this Friday, we will award whoever makes the best roast of Tom Brady. Go to 985sportshub.com/hater and you can submit that video all the way up to Thursday. But to be quite honest, we like getting them early.
Yeah, and make them funny.
Yeah, make them funny. You're busting the balls of Tom Brady for a minute.
It shouldn't be too hard to think of like five roast jokes on the guy. Chris, go ahead.
Well, Well, we already have the number one Tom Brady hater in studio right now. That's Fred Tutcher. You've been hating on him for 20 years.
Because he's too perfect. He's too perfect.
Just take whatever angle that you have and go that direction. You can tell that you've been rooting for loser franchises your whole life because you don't know the attachment that that people have to Tom Brady. And you're
No. Yeah, I never had Albert Pujols on a team. Oh, no, I've never liked any team that was any good.
Albert Pujols won one championship and has spent more time.
He won two, you stupid idiot.
That's Chris from Raynham. You don't hang up on the Patriots protector.
No, he got, remember, we
No, you
we
get a fact wrong. You're off.
Yeah, no.
Chris, he won in 2006 and 2011.
Chris is, Chris, we kicked him out of that job, if I remember.
Yeah, because he's a you don't understand the attachment. All right. Oh, boy, I don't understand the attachment. I understand. So when is he inviting you over for dinner? Is he going to come over to your house? Your attachment to Tom Brady.
He won one championship.
Two. You've hung up on. Adam, go ahead.
Hey, guys. And listen, Fred, I agree with you. If you're a Patriots fan and you buy, like, Bucks gear or God forbid a Bucks Brady jersey, reevaluate your life. That's a weakness of character.
And by the way, I root for a loser football franchise, but I sit in it. I sit in it. And I've tried. I would love to move my allegiance.
Did you not hear the diatribe on the Detroit Lions earlier this hour?
Chris wants me to know why I hung up on you. Because you got a fact wrong. And if you're going to come in, super sports fan, and you're going to come in and be the encyclopedia and tell this morning zoo host that doesn't belong on the radio, even though we've been number one for 16 years, that how stupid I am. And even by just osmosis, talking about sports for 16 years in this town has to at some point invaded my brain with some knowledge. Despite the fact, I mean, I spent 20 hours a week talking about this nonsense. I've seen every bite. I've had to watch every Patriot game for 16 years. You don't think that I know what? You're so smart. You come in and you tell me Pujols won one championship. I'm hanging up on you because you don't know. I know more than you. That's why I hung up on you. If I know more than you, and you're attacking me for being, you don't know anything, you don't know anything. Well, then I really must be dumb, because I sit there looking at it all the time, and reading about it all the time. If I don't, you don't think you can't do something for 16 years. Gladwell's 10,000 hours. I got 40,000 hours of this nonsense in my brain. You don't know anything. Yes, I know nothing. I don't know anything. I'm completely lost. Pool, and you don't even know who won World Series. So much smarter than me with your wrong-ass answer. All right, we'll talk to Bob Soucy in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.